Okay, I think it's on. Välkommen tillbaka, Baluka. Oh no, I screwed up! Välkommen tillbaka till Baluk podcast. Does that make sense?
Good, yes, that is so right.
Okay. Welcome back. The folks wanted more, I see, so we're both happy to be back.
And since we're broke, this is a different podcast, kind of, but it's the same. We still love old people, especially.
We couldn't afford the $12 per month, so.
Yeah, so but it's not worth it.
No. So we cheat the system instead, but that's okay.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we're still the best podcast ever, but if you don't believe us, we still have the proof. So Troy, are we the best podcast ever? Yeah, I think, trust Troy.
Trust Troy.
Yeah.
Trust in Troy. All right. What's new, Frida? Anything new?
My hair, actually.
Your hair looks really nice. I like but the as you, look on you.
Thank you. But as you know, I braided my whole hair one Thursday night when I was very bored.
Yes.
I braided it, and the next day, just very, the volume was very, very, it was huge. And I couldn't get the hair to like calm down. I put on a helmet and everything. And you know, it didn't.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. And then I had to go to school and everybody commented on it.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I'm sure it was all good things though.
I mean, yeah. They couldn't. It was like, oh, what's new with your hair? It's like, yeah, but it's gone 3 days and it's still here, as you can see, Erica.
I like your hair. That looks really nice.
Thank you so much. It's Erica's birthday today, so we're no longer both 16.
No,
because
left that 19. Category.
So
it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, we could all just applaud a little bit. Applaud at home. Happy birthday!
Thank you. It's actually kind of crazy, like, how age is inevitable in a way. Like, you can't avoid it, you know? Like, time just keeps going no matter what, even if you don't
want to. That's really deep, but it's really true. You can't stop it. You're going to die anyways.
You're going to die. I like
YOLO.
You're going to die YOLO. Live, YOLO. Laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. Yeah. That's how you got to live your life while you're at it, so.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, folks. I thought I'd do a little hot questions with Frida today. You ready, Frida?
I was born ready.
Love that attitude. Okay, I gotta find some good ones here. If you were a bartender, what famous words would you like to serve?
Words?
Words. Yeah, I'm not really sure what that means.
Words at a bar?
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess I would say...
Oh, wait, no, I read that wrong. Wow, my English. Okay, if you were a bartender, what famous person would you like to serve?
Famous word. Okay.
I was like, famous words. How would you serve words?
Yeah.
Okay.
What famous person would I like to serve? Wow. We talked in the last podcast, we talked a little bit about Tom Hanks.
Yep.
But I don't know if he would be such a fun drunk, so it's not going to be him. Who else do we have? Famous, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Justin Trudeau.
Do you think he'd be a fun drunk?
Yeah, I think he'd be a fun drunk. Yeah. God, I choose Justin.
Oh no. I'm not going down this path.
Wait, to you listening, I think Justin Trudeau is really good looking and really hot, plus on top of that, and Erica does not.
I mean, he's my prime minister, I can't. No. Anyhow.
Forbidden Love. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. If you could choose your last words, what would they be?
My last words?
Yeah.
Oh. Peace, I'm out. I think that would be like...
Wait, say that again?
Peace, I'm out.
That's actually good. Peace, homie. Boom, just die. Yeah. Just die.
What would your last words be?
Oh. Live, laugh, die.
Oh.
No, not live, laugh, die. That's contradicting. Die, laugh, love.
Die, laugh, love. So deep.
Yeah, I don't know. Peace out, broskies.
Oh, that is really...
I just stole yours, pretty much.
But... That's strong. Yeah. That's really strong.
I guess we'll figure out when. Oh, there was this one person that had really good last words, but I forget. Oh, this is a different, this is a random story that I'm just popping in here. But my friend, her grandma died recently. And I think her parents said something like, or it was her great grandma. And her parents were like, oh, like, do you want to do this tomorrow? And she said something like, if I'm not dead, and then she died that day.
That is sad.
She was sad, but she was laughing at it. Like, we were laughing. I was like,
yeah,
she predicted her future.
Yeah.
Anyhow, sorry. Burning questions, isn't it? I got it. Were you popular in school? If so, what made you popular?
Oh, in daycare, I was definitely popular. I don't know why. I really can't understand why. I had some fans. And then in like ground, do you call like elementary school? Yeah, in elementary school, like half of elementary school, I was also popular. But then I really can't tell you why. I was pretty weird, pretty outgoing at that time. And I really don't know. But then right now I'm just a little nerd, which I actually like more. So
no, you're a nerd in a good way though. You're not like a nerdy geek, you know what I mean? Like
I used to have
part of an anime fan club. Sorry, I can't.
I'm not, thank
I can't
God.
That group.
I'm pretty sure people think I am, though, but no, I'm not an anime fan club.
Oh, really?
I have to look for it, yeah. I'm not the kawaii one of the two of us, that's you.
No, that was the dumbest thing ever. I was just looking for a name. That's kawaii. I was...
But were you popular anytime?
It was interesting because I'd say elementary, like I was just friends with everybody in elementary pretty much.
Yeah, same.
You know, with everybody, I talked with everybody. But junior high, no.
No.
I was so quiet in junior high.
But, wait, junior high, is that like when you're...
Oh, sorry, that's like middle school.
Kind of.
Okay. So like... How does it work there? You have elementary, right? Well, daycare, elementary, and then...
Yeah, it's like, we call it ground school, and it's like from ages 6 to 12, I think. And
yeah.
Is that elementary?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we have middle school, I guess.
Okay, so that's...
Same as high school, and it's like from 12 to 16 or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm in high school.
Nice.
I guess you are too.
And then gymnasium. Oh, let's do a little congratulations for Frida getting into her dream school. Woo! Basically the Swedish equivalent of Harvard. Woo!
Oh, yeah, of course it is. thank you so much. It's really fun. It's not 100% sure that I get in though, because if I decide to skip classes and like get F's and I don't know, then I won't get in. But
I see.
Yeah, it's looking great. Good.
Don't be a skipper.
Yeah. Oh, that's a question for you. Have you ever skipped a class?
Yeah, but with good reason. I haven't, like, no. Like, if it's, like, a last day of school and nobody's there or, like, like, sometimes there's a dance at our school. And they're so weird about dances at my old school. They made you pay, first of all, to go to the dance. And then on top of that, you had to pay for all the drinks and the food. And then if you didn't go to the dance, you had to sit in the library and do work. Or they would put on. So I skipped that because I didn't want to go to the dance. But I haven't, like, just randomly skipped one. Like, my mom always knows.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, me too. It's actually the times that I have skipped a class are the times, like, my mom told me to stay home.
Yeah, same.
Because, like, there was, like, a week ago, I think, and she didn't want me to go because of COVID or Corona. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, just before a break, and it was, like, 2 days.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I stayed home. And I told all my friends I was sick, so if you're listening to this.
I remember that.
And then I told on myself, kind of, in school, because we were talking about, like, being sick and having a fever and stuff like that. And I was like, I can't even remember the last time I was sick. And they were like, that was last week, Frida. And I was like, oh, right, yeah.
Oh. I almost let the cat out of the bag on that one.
Yeah. But no, I haven't, like, skipped just to skip.
Yeah.
No.
One day.
Yeah, one day. Gangsta.
Gangsta. What's the best pickup line you've ever heard?
Oh, the best pickup line. Oh, wow. This is so hard. Oh, that's what she said. No, I'm kidding. the best pickup line. There's a Swedish one that is really, really famous. Like, everybody uses it. It's the translation is kind of like, "Hello, biscuit. Are you standing here crumbling?" or something.
Really?
Either, but it's really like you're coming on strong with that one.
That's a good one. Wait, can you say it in Swedish, please?
Tjena kexet, står det här och smular.
Wow.
Sounds really weird, but and it, I don't
know me. I don't know what it means.
But everybody says it, so just kind of go along with that.
That's kind of funny. If you were. Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Oh, there's so many. And once again, I can't remember them. I mean, there's basic ones like, "Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. There's another one, but I can't remember it. But, you know, Georgia told me one time.
Yeah.
She's like, "Were you born on a highway? Because that's where accidents happen."
That one is good.
But that's okay.
Have you ever used one on someone?
Not yet.
Saving it
for somebody special.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, well, all my friends or something, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, I think I've done that with you maybe once or twice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's one I heard, I think it was Cole Sprouse say once. And it was like, "How much does a polar bear weigh?" And, enough to break the ice, and then you like shake hands and introduce yourself.
Nice. So that is so good.
Like, I love witty ones, like,
yeah,
creative ones that really, because like the biscuit one doesn't really have a meaning, and it's just, I don't know, it's seen as flirtatious.
I like the biscuit one.
Yeah.
No, but like, oh, I've maybe heard that one, but so far Swedish pickup lines sound better than American ones.
No, because the American ones are so, like, they are really witty and, like,
no, they're so corny.
And then it's like the Swedish one, it doesn't make sense. It's like someone was drunk and said that one. Became a thing.
No, I like those. Okay, here, I'll find some pickup lines. Oh, yeah, here's the other one I've heard. Well, here I am. What are your either two wishes?
It's, I would love to use that one once, but it's like, yeah, I'm going to have to use one of those ones.
Are you French? Because I fell for you.
I fell for you?
Like,
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say very good.
See, they're so witty.
There's something wrong with my phone. It doesn't have your number in it.
I heard that one.
I don't know if I like these. Oh, yeah, here's the other. Okay, last one, I promise.
Yeah.
Are you a parking ticket? Because you've got fine written all over you.
It's really good.
It's like a dad joke, though, like, for pickup lines.
Yeah, but who could say no? If someone, like, would approach me with that one, I would go out on many dates. So, I think it's
working. Actually, yeah, I feel if somebody had the guts to use a pickup line, I'd be like, sure.
Yeah.
Say no to that.
Let's go for a drink.
Let's go. See what you got. Let's see. I think I know the answer to this, but have you ever touched a snake or would you?
I have, sometimes. It's like, they're harmless snakes, though, in the woods.
Harmless? That's a viper.
I don't mean vipers. I don't mean vipers. No, I would die. But, like, I don't know. We call them, like, copper snakes here. They're just, like, snakes. They don't bite you or anything, and you can just pet them a little bit if you see them.
Really?
Yeah, I've done that like 3 times. I think it's really scary still, but you're like, you see the little tail and you're like, woo! And yeah. Then also, like, in the lakes where I live, there's snakes in the water sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're harmless too. So I think
they swim right past you?
Yeah. Like, I've never. I think I touched one of them once, like, accidentally with my, I don't know. That's just really, that's uncanny. I can use that word again.
Isn't there that, like, Swedish viper or something like that, that, like, it bit into your dad's boot or something?
It did. Like, when he was in, do you call it, like, military camp? It's, like, it's obligatory when he was a kid. And, he was on a walk with his friends in the woods, doing something, and they have, like, really thick boots on them, kind of like Wellingtons or whatever.
Yeah.
and his friend was like, there's a snake, like, biting you. It was, like, around his boot and stuff, but he didn't feel anything because it didn't.
Oh, that's, like, good.
The boot,
that's
so
crazy, though.
He still flicks it. He does it all the time. He's like,
really?
Oh, yeah, he does. Flex a lot with that one.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary, though.
Have you ever touched a snake?
I mean, sometimes people at birthday parties at, like, the zoo or something. So you, like, actually, no, I think I have touched a snake. We don't have snakes here like you guys do, but we have something called a gardener snake, which just hangs around, like, gardens or bushes, and it's just this tiny little green one.
Oh, that's cute.
But I don't think I've touched it. I've just seen it.
No. I don't like snakes, really.
Yeah, I can't say it either.
But, like, as you said, like, on birthday parties, when they have, like, big...
Oh, yeah.
They want you to, like, hold it or, like, whatever. I don't like that. I have done it, though, but it's not my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. No, I like playing with the... Oh, my goodness. What are those... Oh, the... Is it a meerkat? No, that's way bigger, is it? Ah, shoot. What's the little, like, long animal with the long body?
No.
What are they called?
Do you mean, like, a weasel?
Oh. I don't think it's quite a weasel. Oh my goodness. What are they called?
Is it like this one or?
It's kind of like that one, but it has a a more distinct face. Anyhow, I'll find it later.
Yeah. Giraffe? No, kidding.
What slogan or jingle got stuck in your head forever?
Oh, this is you can say first if you want to, because I'm gonna have to think about this one a little bit.
Okay.
I've got nothing to pop into my mind right now. This is really gonna bug me. Oh, yeah, McDonald's, for example.
I loved the little vlog when you and your brother went to McDonald's.
Yeah.
And then you went, ra-ta-ta-ta-ta, or something like that.
That's funny. We were mimicking Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, does he say it like that?
I don't know. I think, like, there's this guy on Instagram mimicking him really good, and he says that, so we're just kind of...
Does he? That's funny.
Yeah. Is it called mimicking either?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay. Good.
Mimicking.
Mimicking.
I'd probably... Yeah. You know, have you ever heard of Wayfair?
No. It's
a furniture kind of company. And they have... it's this dumb commercial. And it's like, Wayfair, you got just what I need. Everything... And like this dumb tune, and I hate it so much, but the commercial plays so often.
Yeah,
it just comes up, Wayfair. It just gets in my head. And then also, oh my goodness, there's so many. The Alarm Force one, I've told you, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
1-800-267-2001 Alarm Force, boom. Yeah. But now they changed it, and there's no jingle anymore, so I'm very sad.
Sad.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think of, because I sing of, like, commercial jingles all the time, so it's really bothering me that I can't come up with anybody else than, like, McDonald's. But,
you'll probably see it later and be like, oh shoot.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah.
What else do we have here? I'll do a few more and then. Do you sing in the shower?
All the time.
Yes.
When I'm not talk showing in the shower. That's
you do that?
Yeah, all the time. I'm like, yeah, I mean, the move to Los Angeles was hard, but I mean, it was worth, like,
not really? That I... That's awesome.
Like, then, yeah, most of the time I sing. Do you?
Sometimes. Actually, I whistle.
Oh, in the shower?
Sometimes. Or I practice my French, because you see all the French on, like, the shampoo bottles or different things like that.
Yeah, that's so cool. And,
yeah.
I remember you telling me once that you did, like, talk French in the shower or something like that. And
I told you that?
Yeah, or, like, that you go around talking French to yourself. And I tried it in the shower, and it's nice, but I don't, like, get so far. It's like,
no, I don't get far at all.
I live in Sweden. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I live in Sweden, and my name is Frida. Like,
that's a good one. That's an important one, though. Like, I need that when we go to France, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel writing's actually the easiest for some.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, speaking, I'm gonna have to be like, and I have to find the word, and it just takes so long.
Yeah. I say the most random stuff when I'm speaking. Like, my favorite color.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do a last one.
Exciting. Drum roll.
Oh my goodness, this has to be good.
Yeah.
These are kind of mean. Okay, come on now. Did you ever have an embarrassing moment in gym class in school? This one's not the greatest, but.
In gym class. No, I like that one. In gym class. I have one that I can't say on podcast, but I'll say it to you privately.
Really?
That was tennis practice, though. Oh, I have one more. Like tennis, that was really embarrassing. It was the first lesson, like the first tennis lesson ever I just started. And we were supposed to do like these exercises, like jumping along the like court line or something, just jumping back and forth. And it was just like me and the trainer and my friend. So there's just like three people.
Yeah.
We were all very close to each other, and my friend was jumping behind me, and I don't know why, but at every jump, I accidentally farted just a little bit, and everybody heard so clearly, but I couldn't help it, and it was just a little one every jump, and everybody heard so clearly.
And she was right behind you.
Yeah, and I couldn't, like, do anything. I just had to keep on jumping. I just wanted to kill myself very much. But
That's actually funny, though. And it's so relatable, I feel like, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everybody jumps and it's like, oh, she was... But she was behind you, I hate when you're in class or something. This is getting a little gross, maybe, but you fart and you're like, oh, I hope they didn't smell it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I used to have like tactics, really thought through. So it's like in class, I would do a quiet one and then I would quickly walk away to like get an eraser or like a pen or something. And then I waited for them to like start to smell it, and then I went back and they were like, who did that? I was like, no, I have no idea, it was over there. And like,
oh, I
always got smart. And that, now it sounds like I go around fart everywhere. I don't. I really don't. This was when I was like 12 or 11, so I have changed, fortunately.
That's a smart move, though.
Yeah.
Wasn't there the kids in your class that were like the fart police or something?
Yeah, they were sniffing all the chairs.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah, they were sniffing all of them. And like you couldn't get away.
You couldn't get away. They're just on your tip.
Sorry, just interrupting. Like that. Cool. I'm sorry about that. My
brother. Oh, no, that's fine.
Yes.
Axel want to be a guest on the podcast?
I'm sorry?
Does Axel want to be a guest on the podcast?
He does, but he has to pay first.
He has to pay the admission or the fee for the $12 a month for the next episode.
Same goes for all of you. If you want to be on the podcast, just pay us and we'll take care of it.
Yeah, we'll happily let you on. You just have to pay us first.
Yeah, exactly. Only $13 a month, I think.
Right, that's a steal, if you ask
me.
That's
a steal, yeah. Yeah, that's cheating the system. That's a steal. Just don't think it through. Just buy it.
Just buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't. No mercy. Buy it. Oh, yeah. I was trying to think. I just remember tripping a lot in gym class. Oh, and then also, I don't know if you, do you have, like, dance classes where you have to, like, formally dance with students in your class?
Yeah. That is,
like, I don't mind doing that, but when the guy's, like this, like, I'll put my hands out like this because you just, it makes it all worse if you just don't do it. So I'm like,
there, yeah,
give me your hands, don't. Be a wuss, and the kids are like this sometimes.
There's like, yeah, they don't dare to like take your hand. They're like,
yeah, they just put their fingers on it, or their hands are really cold or really sweaty. I don't know, it's just the things you notice, right? Or they're like just bare, like they're like hover. I know kids who have hovered.
Like, you're not touching.
Like,
oh, this. I had to talk to the teacher because he wanted, like, to show my partner how it was, like, supposed to be done from the guy's side or something. And I had to dance with the teacher, and everybody was watching. I was like,
really? Free to come here.
Yeah.
Maybe he wanted to dance with you. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that would be really creepy in that case, but yeah.
I think, Caden's LA teacher wanted to do that with her too. He's like, Caden, stand up, like, we're doing dance. And he, like, I don't know, it was weird. And then they also made us do twist and, like, weird things.
Oh.
There was a kid in my class who was, like, kind of weird. And he was, like, 6'3". And I was, like, right, looking up. Oh, sorry, 6'3 is, like, 100. Yeah, it's, like, a little less than your brother, I think. 190
something. Oh, wow.
He was really tall. And I was just, like, looking up to him like this. And I think, I don't know, I asked him, I was, like, oh, how tall are you? And he was, like, you've already asked me this. But I was, like, sorry. he was weird.
Yeah.
He was not, like, offended by it. I was like, oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Poor guy. It's not easy dealing with Erica. I know that from my own experience.
Don't know what he's going through, so just gotta call him back.
We always dance to Senorita in class.
Really?
And Camila Cabello. What's Camila Cabello? You know what?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Like, over and over again. And it was so annoying, and I hate that song. So,
just, at least your songs are, like, relevant. Like, we did Cha Cha Slide, if you know what that song is. It's like, go to the left. Take it back. One hop this time. We did that. Yeah. We did Cadillac Ranch. The most western thing you'll ever see.
Yeah.
And they was, yeah. It's
like, do you know, that reminds me, do you know what my grandma wants to do for her birthday?
Tell me.
She wants to hire in, like, line dancer tutors. So the whole family's going to do, like, you know,
western. Really?
Cowboy line dance together.
That's so fun, though. You should take a video.
I gotta do that. Thank you.
Is her birthday coming up?
Putting me on the spot here.
Yeah.
yes, I think it's like in June, first of June.
Okay. That'd be so fun.
So it is coming up, but not right now.
That's so cute, though. Little line dance. That's something my grandma would do too, I feel like. Yeah. Or my grandma, when she likes a song, she'll go and she does like this the week, or she goes like it's like
like when she hears a song, she just I like that.
She's just driving with her McDonald's coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, gotta love grandparents.
Yeah, me too. They're like most
pure souls.
Oh, I was meaning to ask you this. Do you feel kind of like a middle-aged crisis right now? Like, what do you call that? Like, midlife crisis?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel that now that you're getting older?
I think, I don't know. In some respects, I want to get older, but then in some respects, I don't know. It just comes so fast. Like, I'm already at the point where I'm applying to, like, university, and you're going to live on your own soon. Like, it hits you like a brick, for real. Yeah. And I don't know anything that I'm doing. They here have a course, in Alberta at least, where you have to you have to take it. It's called CALM, which is, like, Career and Life Management. And so I was expecting them to teach me, like, how to do your taxes, how to apply to university, how to get a job, and different stuff like that. But instead, I wrote, like, a poem on my favorite song. What? It was like, the dumbest course ever. And so, yeah, I don't know what I'm... So in that way, like, I'm a bit stressed, but otherwise, I'd say no. I just want COVID to be gone.
Yeah, me too. So we can meet then.
Yes. I'm sorry I interrupted you. What were you saying?
Oh, no. I don't think... What was I saying, Andy?
I think I was talking about... Oh, the con course and, like, applying to university.
But that is really, like, life preparing to write a poem on your favorite song. That is all you need to know to get by.
Yeah, it's like, I don't have a resume, but here's my poem, so yeah.
Check it out. Oh, resumes. I've written, like, one or two, I think, because I've applied for jobs this summer, too.
Oh, yeah. But,
like, it's so hard, and then you have to, like, write, like, a personal letter to describe yourself and how good you are.
I know, I feel so narcissistic, like, your own, like, accomplishments.
I'm, like, I take initiative, like, it's so, yeah. I hate it. My mom had to write it for me, actually. I feel like such a spoiled crap. Like, mom, write this for me. But, like, I
no, really, like, I ask my parents for help all the time.
Yeah.
May as well. But, yeah.
Yeah.
You wanna, you didn't get the job at the little cafe, hey?
No, I did not. Yes. And it really sucks because I think they invited the queen, actually, to come to that little garden there.
Really? So that,
I mean, I could still, like, sneak in and see her, I guess, but it would be cool to, like, serve her, maybe.
I love how, like, accessible, I guess, your, like, queen is. Like, she's just everywhere. Like, she's in videos, and, like, she seems really nice, and she, like, she showed up to the cafe, I guess, or something like that. Like,
yeah.
It just, she's so, like, personal, I guess, which is really cool.
But I think the only one, the king has actually been here before to look at the salmons, which is just really random.
The salmons?
but, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty small country, so it's a small world.
It is a small world.
Yeah.
Did you hear Jeffree Star got in a car accident? This is completely random.
And for the record, let the record show that I'm crying right now, that I feel.
Yes, tears.
I'm not laughing as you might have
thought. I mean, like, yeah, I wouldn't wish death upon anyone. That's not what I'm saying. I was just like.
It's kind of.
I funny. Just saw these, like, he was wearing, like, a filter in the hospital. He's like, hi, how you doing? Like, you know, that same intro or whatever that he does. And he's like.
Yeah.
So we just got in a car. Like, who vlogs with a filter in the hospital? Just make it out alive first, and then.
I know. That is really funny.
Oh no! But the crazy part, if he didn't have his, like, however much his Rolls, fancy Rolls Royce was, I think that thing was made out of steel.
Oh. And wow.
If he was driving just a regular car, he probably would have died. Which is kind of crazy.
It is.
Yeah. Anyhow, sorry. I just completely turned the corner on that one.
No. The Lord works in mysterious ways. That's all I have to say about it.
That's true.
Yeah. It's kind of funny when you say it like that, like, Jeffree Star got in a car accident. I really... It's kind of funny.
Tears.
I'm happy that he got out alive, but it's also funny.
And his poor boyfriend had to stay because he's had cancer 3 times.
Oh. That is really sad.
That's crazy.
3 times. Like, imagine you get cured and everything, and then it's like, again.
That's crazy.
I feel really bad for him.
Yeah. There's something else, but I forget. See, I always plan stuff I want to say before, and now I forget it all. So I just need to write it down next time.
Yeah. All the time. Like, I've been thinking so much about what we're going to talk about today and stuff like that. I didn't write anything down, but then I just, like, it's gone. Oh, wow.
What was I thinking of?
Oh, like, you have very funny expressions you say sometimes that I pick up on. Like, I noticed one today, you're like, hits you like a brick.
Yeah, I noticed your face. You're like, it changed when I said that.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sure you have your own expressions in Swedish, but I guess it's just different wherever you go. Like, those are so normal to me.
But it's really fun. Like, you say them all the time, and I had to write them down to remember because I want to, like, say them.
Oh, yeah.
Really funny.
Yeah, I hit you like a brick. The common use for it is, like, yeah, my alarm went off at, like, 5 in the morning, and the morning hit me like a brick, or, like, something like that.
Yeah.
What's a Swedish, like, saying? Do you have one of those?
We do. As you know, it's, like, is there... It's, like, if you want to squeeze in a place, like, if there's not many seats, but you can, like, kind of squeeze in, you can say... If there's heart room, there is bathroom, as you know, and that is really common. It's like finns det hjärterum, finns det sjätterum, so it rhymes in Swedish.
Sounds cool.
It's kind of like
I remember you and your little Swedish lesson. You wrote that down.
Those are so bad. I'm sorry.
That's
about
actually
that.
A smart saying though. Like it makes sense.
Yeah, it kind of does. And
use bathroom.
It's also like now you have taken a shit in the blue cabinet. messed up. It's like it's like you took a shit in the blue cabinet, Frida. And
it's just kind of like you screwed up or something.
You screwed up. Yeah, you screwed up. And also like like a cat around hot oatmeal.
Or like wait, hot say that again. Bread.
Like a cat around hot porridge. It's like being timid or like being cautious, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or a little bit scared, like careful. I guess.
Those are good. Those are good. I like
yeah,
those.
Yeah. Oh, also like I sense owls. Do you say like how do you say owl? Owl. Like the animal?
Oh, owl.
Owl, okay. I sense owls in the ground. It kind of like something's fishy. Like there's something wrong.
Whoa.
And
there's owls in the ground.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just keeping him.
No, these are good.
Yeah. Wow. What else is there? Like, he got the bloody tooth for it. It means, like...
Oh, yeah.
He likes it. He doesn't like... At first, he didn't like karate, but now he got the bloody tooth for it. Kind of. And, also, like, a last one, I promise. One last one.
Keep going. These are great.
Also, like, to keep it cool... It's like you gotta have ice in your stomach, we say.
Yeah, you told that to me too.
You gotta have ice, like keep it cool, keep a low profile, like I don't know what the exact translation is, but yeah, that is one.
Ice
of
in your stomach. That's a good that's is that
keep but ice. They don't make sense like the American ones. Like hit you like a brick, you can understand that one, but like shit in the blue cabinet, that's what came up with that.
I mean, you know, if you probably if you translate from English to Swedish, it'd probably be a little weird too.
Yeah.
It's just
so like, what's your favorite American ones or English ones? I mean.
Oh. I don't know. My mom says it's driving me bananas, which doesn't make sense. That's what or, you're driving me nuts. Like that's a super popular one that she says.
Yeah, I've heard those.
Which, it doesn't make sense. See, it doesn't make sense. You're driving me bananas. What? Or, This was an older one, I guess. Like, she's got a green thumb, meaning the person likes to garden or something, which is kind of interesting. Yeah, hit me like a brick.
Yeah. Darn toot.
Well, you opened a can of worms, which is like you spill a secret or something, because then the worms are everywhere.
Oh.
And then cat got your tongue, I said, or cat out of the bag. Cat out of the bag is like you ruined a surprise or something like that.
Ooh. I've never heard that one. Cat out of a bag.
Yeah. You let the cat out of the bag on that one.
It's kind of funny, though, but yeah. Cat out of the bag, yeah. I like it.
I love how, like, I don't know. This is the other cool thing about having a friend across the world. And there's things that are so different, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just really cool.
You mean, like, culturally or?
Yeah. I guess, I don't know, way of living or things you say or different things. Or, like, small talk.
Small talk. Yeah, we call it cold talk here.
Cold talk.
Yeah, it is kind of cold though, because it's kind of shallow and just don't like
I don't like small talk, but I'll always be like, oh, hey, how's it going? And they're like, good, and you keep walking or something like that.
Some people don't even say hi back here.
Really? Like, you'll be hi and they just ignore you? Yeah. Really?
That happened to me sometimes, yeah. It's weird when you're like, hi, and they're like.
Really?
It's not like that. Most people say hi back. Disclaimer, but like, I've had some adults not say hi back. It's more kids though when they're scared and they're like, you're like, hi, and they just go away on their bikes really fast.
Oh yeah, or they like stare at you or something. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
What are you looking at?
Yeah,
yeah. They're like, we're in a restaurant or something, and you're eating, and they're just like.
I think
fucking the life out of me.
Yeah, when like kids in strollers or something just stare at you and you go, like, did I say hi? And they're like, they don't take care. They're really scary.
They are scary.
Kids are scary. They're not.
They are. I can't say kids tire me out. Like I used to babysit quite a bit.
Did you?
Yeah, like just family, friends, and different things like that. And it was always, like, I never encouraged TV, I guess, but I was like, oh, do you guys want to go sit down and, like, watch TV? Because I was so tired. I just wanted to, like, take a nap. They're like, I want to play. I was like, no.
No.
Like, it's crazy. I think, like, I have a decent amount of energy, but not, like, when I was younger.
No.
Like, I can relax way more now, but when I was younger, it was like, go, 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 you know? It's crazy how much energy kids have.
Yeah, we're getting older.
But like, it's a sign of age.
Yeah. That's, like, also one thing that I think it's a little bit culturally different, like, babysitting. I've never done that in my entire life. I always wanted to.
Really?
It's that normal here, just to babysit, no.
Oh, it's not?
No, not really.
Did you ever have people take care of you, though, like, when your parents were out? It was just you guys at home?
No, like, grandma or grandpa or something.
Oh, I see.
Like, they would come sometimes. And, yeah, but not an outside person of the family.
Really?
Have you?
Yeah, like, most of the time, if my parents are gone for a while, it's definitely my grandparents, but... Yeah, I've had a couple babysitters. Most of them have been pretty good. They just, like, play with you, and then you go to bed, and they just sit on the couch or something.
When was the last time you had a babysitter?
A babysitter was probably, like, when I was... nine. It was a long time ago. It's been a while, or 10, maybe.
Yeah, so it's not like you have one now.
No.
That would be really funny.
Yeah, that'd be kind of funny.
Yeah. No, I like kids, I think. But I also hate them. It's like
Yeah, I know. I feel kind of mean, but I don't like kids that much.
I mean, I don't like... I hate kids that are old enough to, like, be annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like
kind of have that personality in a way, I guess.
Or yeah,
develop their personality.
Annoying. I like them when they're just, they can't talk. They're just.
When they can't, yeah, exactly. They're just a little baby. Babies are so cute, but they're so heavy.
Yeah, I've only carried a baby once.
You're, is it your cousin?
Oh, I've actually never carried her yet. It was my friend's little sister when she was born.
Really?
And all over me, and I kind of got panicked. But, no, I haven't carried my cousin yet. I was like,
oh,
I drove her in a stroller, which was also so scary because it was next to a road. And it was just, like, so hard. I didn't know it was so hard to steer, but it was. And, yeah, no.
I know. I get scared with, well, there was one time my mom's friend and her husband and their kid came over.
Yeah.
I was probably, like, 11 or something like that.
Yeah.
And their kid was probably, like, 1 or 2. Like, super small. Not a baby. Like, I think he could crawl, you know. But we have, like, our upstairs is hardwood, so you can slide around. And we put a blanket, and Georgia and I sometimes, like, one sits on the blanket, and we pull each other around the house, like, on the main floor. And with this kid, we thought we'd do it, too. So the kid's sitting there like this, and I grab the blanket, and I want to go really fast. So I go like this, and the kid's head goes, slams right back. It was so bad. I felt so bad because I was like this, and the kid went boom, and he just fell. And the whole before you heard it, it was like, and this kid, I felt so bad. And then he was crying. And then they're like, oh, this is the smartest thing. Like, why did you do that? I'm sorry. This kid was not having it. I felt so bad.
Oh, you remind me now. I have carried a kid like 2 or 3 times. I remember now there was like a vacation with family friends in Norway for skiing, like, and they had a baby that we kind of all cousins like took care of and stuff, and I dropped him he was sitting in the couch and he just slid down the couch under the
table. He slid down, so you didn't drop him, he just
we didn't give him any attention. I don't know, he just like kind of fell down the couch under the table.
Down the couch.
Yeah. And then also, like, oh, my mom, you know the blanket thing?
Yeah.
My mom did that accidentally on a kid from my daycare. Yeah. Because, like, the parents were at daycare sometimes, and my mom was joining me on this particular day, and it was, like, lunch or something, and there was a kid that was like really annoying, just running around, and he wasn't allowed to, I think. And my mom was trying to get him to get back to the table where we were eating. And he was standing on a rug, and I think my mom pulled it, and he just like fell back. And she was like, and my mom was so embarrassed and felt so bad. And she's still like,
it's everybody, I feel like.
Yeah, I bring it up sometimes that she's really embarrassed, but I was embarrassed too as a kid. I was like, Mom, no.
No, why did you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Parents are good.
Yeah, sometimes.
I think my mom dropped me as a baby, so, you know, it happened.
Oh, that explains a lot, Erica.
No!
Yeah.
It makes sense why my brain's all scrambled.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I think my mom accidentally, like, pulled... I was laying on a towel, and then she accidentally, like, pulled that one, too.
She likes pulling blankets, I see.
Yeah, my mom in blankets, like, don't get near her.
Yeah, stand on the blanket, and you're done.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I guess I have gotten hurt by my mom a few times. She'd probably call authorities, but, you know.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
That's a case for the police.
Yeah. How does the, like, police siren sound in Canada? Could you like say it?
The ambulance is very distinct, but I think the police is the same. It's like it just goes up. Here, I'll just find a video. How about I do that? So you don't need to be listening to my singing because it's not good.
I love that.
Police siren, Canada. Oh no! Never mind. That's the fire truck. The police car goes like, and it's like. Oh, and then what I was saying before will come up. And then it has like this. No, that one was bad. That part. That right at the beginning.
Oh wow. That is really cool.